live. My name's Max Roberts, I'm the artistic director, and I'm absolutely thrilled and delighted to welcome Stephen Hopkinson to this stage for the very first time. And we thought we'd just spend a couple of minutes telling you why he's here. So, Stephen, why have you chosen to
Well, Sean Prendergast, as you can see there, who's written Faith and Cold Reading, is one of my oldest and dearest friends, and came to me about a year and a half ago with this script, which is certainly some of the best work he's ever put together. And a fascinating story, a four-hander, which called Faith and Cold Reading, and deals with a guy who practices clairaudience, not clairvoyant, where you get visions of the spirit world, but where you act as a conduit for, like, it's like a giant radio set. You can hear supposedly people talking to you, and he does these shows. Is there a Betty in the room? sort of thing. But he's a bit of a gambler, this fella, and he owes money to a very serious northeast gangster, Freddy the Suit, not a person you want to cross ever. And Freddy's turned up, but he hasn't come about the money. He's come because he recently lost his mother, and he never got to say goodbye to her. So he wants Sam to put him in touch with his mother so he can get contact and closure and finally say goodbye to her. And if he thinks that Sam's not able to do it, or he thinks that Sam is preying upon his grievance and taking the mickey, Freddy will kill him. So that's the concept for that. It's a brilliant piece. I think it's, Sean's worked here a lot with you, man, but I think this is by far some of his best work, and he wrote it with me in mind, so I could hardly say no. We did a couple of rehearsed readings of it in London, and we invited various producers, and we're lucky enough that Peter Wilson of PW Productions had the great honour of working with a couple of times before, and he was very interested, and then it came to you.
Yeah, it's a really interesting partnership. I mean, forging partnerships with other organisations right across the public and private sector are very, very important to contemporary arts organisations. And when Peter Kane, who is a really seasoned and experienced West End producer, said, "I'd like you to sort of develop this play, to produce this play, with a view to us sort of taking it further," and then bringing Stephen along with the project, it was a complete no-brainer to welcome the guys to the theatre. So it's a really exciting project, which I'm really, really looking forward to. I mean, Stephen, you could be working at all sorts of theatres in all sorts of projects. You know, just tell us a little bit why you've decided to come back up to Newcastle.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm from Stockton-on-Tees originally, so it's like coming home. And I've had contacts with Live before through working with Robson. And we came up and we were doing Rafters to give a talk. And, you know, Sean is a Newcastle boy, and it's very much a northeast play. And it just, you know, it felt like the only theatre that we really wanted to come and develop this show. And it's the perfect birthplace for it.
Yeah. And Sean is an old associate of the company. He's written a number of plays, but his last play, and I think this is very indicative of what Live's about. His last play for Live was a play he wrote for the Youth Theatre, which celebrated the anniversary of the Angel of the North. And he wrote a beautiful play for young people, which told the story of one group of kids from one side of the town and another group of kids from another side of the town coming together at the Angel of the North. And of course, they had a part. And we did it in partnership with Seven Stories. And Sean cleverly took the notion that there's only seven stories, and he told seven stories. Seven different kids had seven different stories to tell, and it's entirely appropriate that a writer who is associated with the company writes a play that's going to be presented here at Live, starring Stephen Tomkinson, and also writes a play for our youth theatre, and that very much encapsulates what Live's all about.